everybody, welcome to another episode of the TDM Show. I am your host, Greg. That is my man, Matt, who's going to have some troubles editing that out. I got Caleb over here, who's just giggling as hell. And Ash is probably dead on the floor somewhere. Who knows? What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hi. Great.
What's up, Najee?
Hey, look, Matt, you saved. They can't cancel you. It's Black History Month.
Yes, it is.
You good? You alright? How's everybody doing?
We're alive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about all anybody can ask for about sometimes these days. What's everybody been playing?
The truthful answer. Watching. Truthful answer. A whole 25 hours worth of Hogwarts Legacy, to be very honest.
I've only got 12 hours in.
Listen.
I've done nothing.
It's a good game. It is a good
I've done nothing.
Game. Listen, I spent 10 hours right up until the point right after I got my wand. Greg, that is the very first thing you do. Like, that's the second thing you do. Like, there's like 1A attend some classes, 1B go get your wand. After I did that, I said, screw the missions.
Bro, I was like, is that when they opened up the skill tree?
Yes, pretty much.
There's a skill tree?
Well, no, actually, that's a little later.
Oh, well, that's the point that I remember when I was like, oh, look, I can spend a skill point. Because usually that's when it pops up. It's like, hey, got one. You can spend it.
Right.
No, I had like 12. Yeah. It said, buy what you want. All the toys. Have it all.
Oh.
Like.
Okay. I'm
going on quests and it's like, oh, you should be level 3. Oh, I got this, bro.
I think there's only one that I've run into. There's only one that I run into. It's because I was out of town. I definitely should not have been at yet. And there, I talked to this guy and he's like, hey, I saw this thing. Kind of worrisome. Maybe you could take care of it. Sure, a 16-year-old kid's going to take care of something for a grown old, like for a grown man. And it's like, buddy, you should be level 30. I was like, right now, I'm 25. I was like, I found it when I was 22, and I was like, I'm going to pump the brakes on that one. But listen, this is a really good game. And if this wasn't the same year Zelda was coming out, this would be a serious contender for Game of the Year, I feel like.
Regardless of Zelda coming out, this game, like, It has a very Elden Ring-like effect gaming population. I know people who are in very committed marriages that are having problems because their wives don't play video games, then kick them out the room, kick them out the man cave, damn near kick them out the bedroom because the wives are playing Hogwarts Legacy more than husbands are. These are people who do not play games. I'm not like, oh, me and my girlfriend play games every once in a while. These women do not play games. The husbands have been bamboozled, run amok, led astray.
Flat out deceived.
Here's what's going to make it worse for them. Here's what's going to make it worse for them when those ladies realize that you have to play through all four different houses to get all the quests. Because you know what everybody wants to do now?
Mm-hmm.
Be a Hufflepuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big Huff in the building.
Only because y'all get to the Azkaban. Only because you're going to Azkaban.
That's the only way y'all are interesting.
Say something about the big Huff in the building.
Only time you're interesting is when you got to have a Dementor.
Listen, so someone I was talking to.
I've never had more fun being a Hufflepuff in my game.
Listen,
ever.
It's so much fun. I was talking to some friends that have pretty much resolved themselves that they're not going to play the game, which is fine. We've already talked about this plenty enough. We're not going to get into that. But he's like, oh, I was like, I've seen some stuff in it. It looks kind of cool or whatever. I'm still not playing it. Someone described it to him as a Souls-like for Mormons, and I have been crying ever since.
You know what? I'm not even mad at it, boy. I'm not even mad at it.
Hands down, most annoying part of this game, I don't know if we talked about it, is the spells. They're cool, but, Revealio!
Oh, yeah. No, listen, like, trying to find stuff, like, I promise you, if this game wasn't filled with NPCs and there was anyone with an ounce of common sense, they would see me hitting Revealio, like, literally 5 times per second. Like, I would have the world record for how many times you hit Revealio. Just because it's, like, there's so much hitting stuff. Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I have a love-hate relationship with that because I think I was like level 15 before I even went to Hogsmeade to grab your wand, which is, as Matt said, like, that should be the first, or that should be literally one of the first things you do in the game, is go to Hogsmeade and get your wand. I was level 15. I had uncovered like 20% of the secrets in Hogwarts. The only reason I can uncover more is because I literally was like level capped. They were like,
they're locked.
Listen,
I just learned how to do
those spells to like unlock and get into those areas. Like, I just learned how to do that.
I just did my first dungeon.
I've done every number door. I got every flying book across Hogwarts. I done killed every wolf.
No, that's not possible.
What? Well, up until the
you finished the challenges, but if you look at the map, it says there's like 150 in Hogwarts, but you probably got the 50. Bruh. For the thing.
I'm at like 50. No.
Yeah, so much. Are you going to play this, Ash?
See the way my bank account's set up.
You got checkings and savings too?
I also have like zero space on my PC right now.
Well, you better get this on Nintendo 64. You better jerry-rig a laptop. You better get this on a Samsung refrigerator. Listen,
so I have to tell you this because this is absolutely hilarious. So I have a friend of mine.
Sir, as someone who has paid for copious amounts of college tuition, you should know the struggle.
Not where I thought this was going.
Uncle Sam going to have to collect that from my grave because he's not getting it back.
Oh, that's on Abe Lincoln. Okay, and anyway, so I have a friend who she had a last gen Xbox, and as we all know, all those last gen console versions of Hogwarts Legacy were postponed until April, with I think Switch being in July. She legitimately, like, after a week of it being out, she sends me a picture. She's like, got a new Xbox because I wanted to play Hogwarts. That's the reality. That's the effect that it's having on people. So,
yeah, and it's a good game. Like, it's not just a cash grab. It is legitimately a good game. It's fun. It's interesting. It's not too hard. It's not too easy. Well, I mean, when you're doing level stuff, levels like story specific stuff, and you're like 15 levels above it, yes, yeah, easy as hell.
But yeah, I do like that they kind of skill match the area, like the enemies that are in the common areas that you're going to. And for the most part, they do, because I feel like there's stuff where it's like, this should be level 5. It's like, if it's supposed to be level 5, why am I walking in? There's like level 20 bandit here, right? So
I went through a dungeon last night where I was literally just two hitting everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was like one of the story quests, like little spider dungeon thing you had to go through or whatever. Yeah. And I'm just waxing all of it. Like, I was 7 or 8 levels above it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, but it's fun. I still like it. And to me, it makes it better. I'd rather play a game where I can overpower myself and just come in there and guns blazing.
Have y'all gotten your broom yet?
Nope.
Just wait. Honestly, that takes
a lot of story time. I haven't put much story time into it.
Yeah.
Pop a Benadryl tomorrow, see how long I can fight that sleep, play that game a little bit. Caleb, what you been playing?
Oh, Hogwarts Legacy. Legacy, Hogwarts Legacy, Hogwarts and the Legacy of the Hogwarts, everything that contains the words Hogwarts and Legacy in it is all I've been playing. Everything else got pushed to the side. Actually, I did delve into season 2 of Call of Duty, but I figured we saved that for a little bit. I've just been playing regular, good old-fashioned multiplayer. Call of Duty, this Call of Duty is still one of the best Call of Duties made in a long time. But man, it loses luster after like 6, maybe, I would say like, I'd give it a good 12 weeks. Because it came out what?
October, late October, early November.
Yeah. Right after the new year turned, the game just kind of fell apart. For you. Yeah, Warzone Warzone is mid. DMZ, like if you don't have a squad, mid. Multiplayer, mid. It literally is like, It's like when you at store and you see a nice piece of cheesecake, and then you buy the cheesecake, take it home. By the time you take it home and eat it, like, it's all curly. It looked better in the case than what you actually got it to the crib.
Cheesecake,
yeah. Piece of cheesecake. But back to Hogwarts Legacy. Running amok. And I'm an absolute angel, but let me tell you what. I cannot wait to go and be a bad guy in this game. I am so excited to play Slytherin and be the meanest Slytherin side of the equator.
Why do you have to be a Slytherin to be a bad guy?
Oh, no. I specifically have a character build in mind. And it's after years of playing video games and being a nerd, I'm going to be playing as Morgana.
This is a fun question. What'd you guys name your characters?
I'm boring. Tonks.
Yeah.
Gregory. But G R E G O R.
Oh, real British with it. I hate that.
My good sir, if you do tell myself.
See, can we talk about
the outlet? Like, I want to say it as Greg Gorgie.
Greg, oh, yeah.
Oh, is that Prince George I spy? Prince Greg.
Ash, yeah. You're just turning into a question.
Mine is very easy. Mine is Mook Kimpachi. I'm excited to play as an evil Slytherin. And I'm just gonna go max dark arts.
What's your name?
Matt. So being the Ravenclaw that I am, what do you think it's gonna be?
Not Maximus Aurelius.
Oh, no.
I've
maybe on a different one. My character's name is Mateus Drakus.
Okay. Fair enough. How horrible does your character look constantly?
Oh, honestly, the frames are round. Only the left side of the character is what always bugs me the most. I don't know if that's what you're getting at, but that's what always sticks out to me. I just
meant like the outfits from your gear. Oh, how atrocious it all looks.
Oh yeah. No, he's committing fashion war crimes. Legitimately, just riding around on his broom. Oh, listen. All I'm saying is the Goblin War is not the only war they're worried about, dog. Listen, the Ministry of Magic has a special fabrics department.
It be like that. It really be like that.
You get gear so often that it's almost like it's pointless to your gear to look decent. Because it's like, fuck, I guess got something else cool.
I mean, you can upgrade it later. Like, I just started being able to do that. So, I mean, there's some stuff that might enhance it a little bit, but that's like a very slim chance. Otherwise, you just got to make do. Either that or you're just going to have to, I don't know, raw dog all of Hogwarts with like zero skills attached.
What are you going to play, Ash?
So, I have dipped my toes into Fallout 76. Just because I was bored and it was free.
So. Usually what happens. It's when we all make bad choices.
Hey, free is free, right? I've also been playing Ark sporadically. Call of Duty sporadically. Still playing copious amounts of Pokemon Go, though. Like, it's a problem. I think I have a problem.
Why still Pokemon Go? I don't understand the appeal of that. I go through phases where it's like, cool, I'll play it for four or 5 weeks.
So the PetSmart next to our store has somebody that keeps taking over the gym that's at our store. And I went in there one day and I heard them talking about my gamer tag taking. So it's like a war right now. of who has the gym. So okay. Yeah, it's a feud with the redhead stepchild of PetSmart.
Gotcha. Sounds like a blast.
I did catch a shiny Ponyta today.
Congratulations.
Ooh. Speaking of which, I was playing...
And you've been watching...
Oh, sorry. I was just going to piggyback off that. I was playing Pokemon Violet for a little bit, just because, like, the Greninja's raids came and went another time around, popped in there, did a thing. And I caught a nearly full odds shiny Makuhita. This is the first shiny that... technically the second shiny that I've caught nearly full odds, because I caught that Grimer, which is now a muck, but... I was really trying to go for a shiny Froakie to then turn into a shiny Greninja, but that is still not working out. So we'll just keep hatching some eggs.
Good luck. Good sir, not doing that. Can't do the breeding. Hopefully we'll get new information soon. Speaking of which, Matt?
Yeah, I mean...
Pokemon League?
Pokemon Day is right around the corner. Actually, next is coming Monday, which is the 27th, correct? They're doing a Pokemon Presents. And for those of you that have been loosely aware of what's going on surrounding the anime, the second part for Pokemon Ultimate Journeys is going to be released on Netflix on Thursday. The 24th, I believe. Or Thursday into Friday, 24th, 25th. 25th. But there have been some rumblings about what's going to be announced. I know a lot of people have been talking about DLC for Scarlet and Violet. Some stuff surrounding Masters, because Masters is still going strong after 4-ish years. Actually, I should put like an asterisk next to strong, because like I played it once, but apparently it's for someone. So, again, this is somewhere on the internet. I saw a screen cap from a forum that was posted on Twitter, and I looked at this like, I can see some of this happening. But it's just fun to speculate. So we'll just go ahead and jump right into it. First being that there is going to be a new Mystery Dungeon game that's coming out, which we haven't had Mystery Dungeon in, like, what, 6 years? 5-6 years?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Been a while.
So, I should say, a short trailer for a new Mystery Dungeon game that doesn't show any gameplay, just announcing it. That seems like oddly specific, but you know how people get on the internet. Also rumored to be announced some terror raid, like weekend terror raids, featuring Kyogre and Groudon in 7-star raids, with some which aren't catchable, but will have good items with them. Or, like, release, like, once you beat them. With Cyndaquil, Oshawott, and Rowlet being in 3-star raids, which I assume they're referring to Pokemon Go. Announcing a new season in Pokemon Go, that seems like a gimme alley-oop, so I could see that happening. Pokemon Masters with a Red and Mega Mewtwo X, duo. Misty with a Gigantamax Kingler, and Alder with a Shiny Genesect. They'll obviously go over the announcement for the new Pokemon series that's supposed to be coming out this spring, because right now in Japan, the anime is going over like Ash's final hurrah. So we'll probably see some more information regarding that. And some Scarlet and Violet trailer showing off some new Paradox Pokemon in a DLC update for Scarlet and Violet. And last thing on this list is a Pokemon movie that kind of shows off Ash's final farewell to the fans before they kick off the new anime. So those are some of the rumors coming for Pokemon Day. We'll have to circle back next week after everything comes out and see what's right, what's not, and go from there. Because it's an exciting time for Pokemon. It really is.
So honestly, that sounds like a lackluster Pokemon Day.
I mean, I'm okay with that, considering that we got three games in legitimately just like a year and 2 months. Like, do we need anything more from them?
Yeah, but only one of them came from the Pokemon company directly. Game Freak.
No? Two of them.
Game Freak didn't work on... Like, yeah, they worked on Scarlet and...
Didn't they do Arceus also?
Maybe like Scarlet and Violet. No.
Because I thought another team did.
We talked about this before, didn't we?
Another team did Diamond and Pearl Remake, and then I thought Game Freak was also doing Arceus. And then, like, Pokemon Day came around, and they're just like, Scarlet Violet, and everyone's just like, whoa, wait a minute. Because I'm pretty sure they worked on two of the last three games.
I take it back. I was wrong.
Everybody, timestamp it on the podcast today, February 20th, 2023. On a cold evening in the Midwest, Greg was wrong.
I did it. My bad.
So, like, honestly, and especially with a lot of stuff happening in the anime, like, do we need anything else from them on the game front outside of, like, some DLC? Maybe give us Detective Pikachu finally?
So, see, that's the thing, though, is it comes back to what haven't we gotten that has been announced at other Pokemon Directs. Detective Pikachu being ported to the Switch. Detective Pikachu 2 coming out and being released. The Pokemon Sleep Machine. I mean, I want my sleeping buddy, man.
Would have chose different words, but that's you.
But no, I would expect like some off non-mainline Pokemon game release. You don't think they'll do a remake? This is a remake.
Mm-hmm. Probably. But what kind of remake would they put out?
This is what, Diamond Pearl?
Okay, so this is weird, because I get what you're saying, like... chronologically or logically, the next thing that's coming out from them is a remake game. But if they are investing in any sort of like Detective Pikachu or like a mystery dungeon, that is like that kind of takes care of their like non-mainline story games, right? Which I feel like every year they would alternate on that.
Usually though, yeah, every like third, fourth year they drop a non-mainline game, Mystery Dungeon, Detective Pikachu, and it's usually like the down year from Pokemon. Like, so, it's the year everybody forgets about Pokemon.
Wouldn't you consider this a down year for Pokemon? Because again, we got three games in basically a year.
Oh yeah, definitely. But you would think that they'd seen this, and they don't do that. They know the trend. Like, they Pokemon just drops, game-wise anyway. Pokemon, I know cards and everything else doesn't.
And honestly...
I mean, I'm here for it.
They could do a remake, honestly, because the whole reason why they're rushing to finish Ash's story is so that their anime can actually start with this new game. Which kind of begs the question, if Scarlet and Violet was always planned to come out this soon, or if it was rushed like a year ahead?
I don't think it was rushed. Not at all. I think.
And maybe not rushed. Not in the sense of like shorting on any sort of like quality for it, because like obviously that has bugs, but it's still like a really good fun game. It's like probably gonna be the best Pokemon game ever. But did someone like collectively, they're just like, cool, we could sit on this for a year and like tweak it and upgrade it? They're just like, no, let's push it up a year.
I don't think it had the capability. I think it would max out that console. I think it outdid its capabilities. Caleb?
You guys already know how I feel about this. Where is the Switch Pro?
Look, May 12th. Gotta be May 12th, right?
You think it's not just gonna be soon. You think it's not just gonna be a special OLED skin?
Like Animal Crossing style?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we'll definitely have a special edition one, but no, I don't think they'll have a Pro. No, there's no way. All right, I think if anything, they'll do a 2 before they do a Pro, because you won't be able to produce games on the Pro and for the regular at this point. There's no way.
But here's my thing. That's okay. That's okay. Like one thing I love and hate about Nintendo is that if you have a Nintendo, the games are going to work on Nintendo. But they always produce for the most common variable. Do you remember the hellscape we were living in video games when the Wii U was the lowest common denominator?
Yeah.
And they had the games work for the Wii U?
And do you remember what those Nintendo Directs were like?
Hell. Absolute atrocity.
They were fun. And you had fun stuff in there, but it always threw a bunch of randomness at there. Isn't that what Andrew just had? Like, so we're here now. We're going to talk about this now. So Nintendo tap while we're off. Sorry. It was a good direct. I felt like it was quality. Mm-hmm. We had some good stuff in there. I also felt like it was very of the past. And a telltale sign that a Nintendo console is dying, Kirby. We're getting a whole lot of Kirby lately. But let's do it. Let's go through all the games that we got from the Direct. I'm not going to start at the top of this list because it'd be boring. That's where all the fun stuff is. Starting the bottom, that's where nobody cared about. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Courses, cool. More DLC stuff for that. Mm-hmm. Fantasy Life 1, the Girl Steals Time. Looks cute. Not a big attention grabber. Nope. Probably an RPG that I might. Maybe. New Professor Layton game. Stop me when you guys are interested and want to talk.
Yep.
Harmony, the Fall of Reverie. Disney Illusion Island.
I will say.
Looks like a kid's nightmare drawing.
I will say Illusion Island is something that I am not running to go and get day and date, but it could be a cold night in Stoke and I'll be like, I'm intrigued enough that like I'll pick it up, or I'll probably like 6 months after the fact and I was like, oh, this game intrigued me somewhat, I might pick it up.
Give us Disney Infinity 3 or give us death.
Still pulling for Disney Infinity. Dog, it's gone.
How about Splatoon 3 DLC? Yeah, bro, you ain't getting it. Splatoon 3 DLC, We Love Katamari Reroll Plus Royal Reverie. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Trick Phantom Detective. A re-release.
It's like, Ghost is out here tricking? Oh, somebody called Trick Daddy. Let him know where the house of Miami is at.
I will say this one did catch my attention just because like I love the premise of it, but I'm more so going to watch someone like stream this than play it myself.
Sure, but it's a re-release from 2010, so it's Katamari Reroll.
Yeah.
Like, get those two. Dead Cells, Return to Castlevania. Again, cool. All right.
That one of everything you've mentioned so far is only remotely interesting one, to me at least.
Yeah. Getting Kaios Remaster. Game remastered. Samba de Amigo Party Central. Bro. Pikmin 4 finally. Which looked cool. I'm not gonna lie. Metroid Prime Remaster, again, a remake of a game. great scores. Mm-hmm. Glad it's on there. Can't wait to buy my physical copy.
I think it got a IGN gave it a 10.
They gave it a 10. The Game Boy Advance coming to the Switch online.
That
cool.
Honestly, that's really cool. I'm really hoping that, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, when I watched this and they did this, I was at this point, I was already like, okay, this is, I love this Direct. I love everything that's going on here. Again, we always say this every week in, week out. There's something for everyone. And there's something for everyone in this one too, right? And they did this and I was like, this is great. And it was only a matter of time till they did this. But there's one game, maybe two games, they could put on specifically the GBA section that would hook me line and sinker, that I was like, this is the moneymaker. This is what's going to bankrupt me. And that's if they put Legacy of Goku 2 on that Game Boy Advance online. Because let me tell you, that is the game. That is the moment. That is everything I ever wished I was as a kid. But it's not on there yet.
I never got to play it. Always wanted to. Advance Wars Reboot 1 and 2 finally getting a release date. Kingdom Hearts of the Kingdom. So, like, I don't want to diss on it and be like, it was a trash Direct. It was good. Had quality stuff in there. But it was also very much so, we're going to start throwing the rents out. Always can.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to get those every once in a while, right? Everyone knew it's about that time. And the main reason we're tuned into this one was for the heavy hitter. It's for Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
and don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. I want that next console. I think we're at the end of its life cycle. It's been 6 years.
Yeah.
At this point, we call this Direct what it was. Mid.
Oh. See. Started out strong. Metroid Prime was a pretty, and Game Boy was a pretty nice 1-2 right there in the middle. And it ended with the KO of Zelda, but every swing outside of those didn't land for nothing.
Which is crazy. Think that they're still somehow batting like 700.
I can't.
Here's my thing though. Like if we were to put out the top three game makers right now, I think maybe Yambox, but I put out PC doesn't count. PC doesn't count. We're talking about consoles. PlayStation is number one as far as games quality, everything across the board. PlayStation's hitting. I would put Nintendo at like second. And then I wouldn't even put Xbox as third. They're in eighth place. Like, they might as well be behind the Stadia.
Behind Stadia is crazy.
It's not that bad, but like, bro, do you see? Like, give me a good reason to own an Xbox right now.
So, question for you guys, since we're going on this path now. If Mario comes out and is a banger of a movie, Last of Us is just finishing up and is a banger of a series, do you think Microsoft is sweating bullets going, damn, I hope Gears of War pans out at Amazon?
Oh, absolutely.
I think they're spending regardless, because, you know, I don't know if this is real or not. God of War's coming to Amazon.
God and Gears?
God of War is coming out on Amazon Prime.
And so is Gears of War? Didn't I hear they were doing Gears of War?
If they're doing Gears on War on Prime, good luck competing with God of War.
Am I making this up?
I thought it was still rumored that they were trying to do it, but they don't really know if they want to or not.
They got to now. Microsoft has to produce something.
Yeah.
I mean, they've tried with Halo how many times? Four times now?
Way too many.
Mm-hmm. Well, back, I mean,
we get better Halo content from Red versus Blue back in 2008.
We get better content from them in 2023.
The fact that Rooster put out Halo content than Microsoft is nuts.
I mean, it's not that hard to conceive. Microsoft doesn't put out any good content.
Ooh, tough.
Hey, Microsoft, need some ice for that bird?
Yeah.
Uncle's got that fridge.
It's too bad he can't retain good talent.
Well, I mean, so, like, do you guys really think that Microsoft is struggling? Because I'm out of it now. I don't see it anymore like I used to.
I don't know if it's struggling less as, like, they seem to not be worried. I don't know how they're not worried. What are they seeing on the back end that causes them to not be worried? Because on the front end, I would be worried. There was something about a publisher that came out and said the reason they don't put their games on
Game Pass
is because it cannibalizes their sales by like 30% or something crazy.
That's significant.
Yeah, like came out and said it. I was reading that article.
It was a big publisher. They weren't small fry. It's not like Devolver Digital. And Devolver Digital is not even small fry anymore. Those guys are they're doing it, they're quite AAA, but they're like
they're that B tier that we've been wanting for years.
Exactly. They're that B tier. Matter of fact, and I think they've even surpassed that B tier recognition. They're like double A at this point, in my opinion.
Okay. Respect.
I don't play too many Devolver Digital games. I have a very high level of respect for like what we managed to do with the studio they had and the size of, because they put out quality every time. And meanwhile, Bethesda still can't put out a game without 9,700 bugs. But if developers are now coming out and speaking out against putting their games on Game Pass, and Xbox is putting out nonsense for games with gold, give me the incentive. Like, if you're not going to get games on Game Pass because developers are losing money and Xbox is deciding to give you For the King and Guts goals, what are we doing here?
And meanwhile, PlayStation's sitting over there going, see? That's why we're not putting our first-party games on there. Why not putting games on there day and date, period, I don't think. Like, most of the games on the PlayStation Store for the PlayStation Plus Premium, you're cool, you spend way too much money apps side of things. Like, none of it's new. It's not cannibalizing sales, it's just providing a means to play other, like, more games.
Here's the way that I see it. Go ahead, Matt.
No, you finish your thought.
Here's the way I see it. I like PlayStation System better now. I actually did ride games in the beginning, but I like PlayStation System better now. Because the games that I want, day and day, I buy. That being said, there's a ton of games that, for a fact, I neither have the time, money, energy, or effort to ever buy. But they're on the PlayStation Plus Premium. So when I do have time, I will pick those up. Because they're just sitting there in the library waiting for me to snag up. That I understand. There are games that I'm like, oh snap, I wanted to try this game. Lo and behold, it's sitting right in the premium. And then there's classics. But like, Hogwarts Legacy, off rip. Knew I was that. Bought that. God of War Ragnarok, bought it. Still in the shrink wrap. Haven't touched it yet because I ain't got time for it. But that's there. Call of Duty, I know I'm going to play that. We're good to go. So, I just
Who's the developer, Ash? Good. Keep going again.
Who's the developer for what?
That mentioned it, like outed it.
So, the Ballistic Moon? Or the one... Wait, are you talking for the Xbox?
Yeah.
Oh, I posted the link in chat.
Microsoft and
themselves, yeah. I thought we were talking about the...
So real quick, just circling back, Caleb, it's funny, you said that Microsoft doesn't seem to be worried. And from my perspective, again, as someone who has not worked in or around video games, just a consumer of them, who happens to know more, because I know you guys, and you guys have been way more involved in somewhere in that pipeline, right? It's almost like everyone is watching, like they're treading water, and everyone's looking, and they're like, "Yo, dude, there's a shark over there," and they're just slowly paddling, like they think it's a dolphin or something. So maybe they know something we don't.
Well, like you say that, but we're sitting there watching them, and I think they just think they are the shark, because they this Activision deal's, there's no way that's going to go through.
So I have
So who then buys Activision?
Nobody.
So I have not necessarily like an insider book or anything like that, but just aside of the gaming aspect of when it comes to Microsoft, is that I think a lot of the reason that they're just not worried, quote unquote, is because they have so much investment in their Surface computers as well as Office 365. So they're not losing revenue at all on that aspect, which is just further emboldening them to just say, it's cool, whatever happens, happens. Yeah, and I think that's a big thing, because with Sony, I mean, yeah, you've got your Sony cameras and you've got your Sony TVs, et cetera, et cetera. But their main market is PlayStation.
And that's always been Microsoft's MO. Yeah. Their original Xbox, they did not make a profit on at all.
It was just kind of, hey, let's try to do what they're doing. But that's not really where our revenue is coming from. It was just like, you know, like, for example, when it comes to, you know, working at, not in Best Buy or not GameStop anymore, but also seeing the Best Buy trends, like, we hardly ever sell any Xbox. You know, if it's most of the time, the consoles that we sell for Xbox are usually the digital one, because somebody wants a cheap console for their kid and they can't find one everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But like the biggest thing for the push us to sell is Office 365. You sell a computer, you have to sell Office 365. If you don't sell Office 365 with the computer, make sure that they're getting this, that, and the other, you know, like something Microsoft has to be sold with a computer in order to like be mended on that sale. You know, they're like, you have to push virus protection, you have to push 365, you have to push warranty, blah, blah, blah. And so, like, I don't know if, you know, either of you have been in a Best Buy recently, but, like, outside of the whole Best Buy membership program stuff, that's really what they push, because there's an incentive for the company from Microsoft in order to get these transactions out like that. And so when it comes to the Xbox console, they don't really care. And that's really what it feels like, because that's not where their bread and butter is actually coming from. The other aspect of that also with the whole Activision thing, they're like, oh, well, you know, we don't want this to go through, but at the same time, we're going to be doing it solely to focus on mobile gaming. That's why we're trying to buy this. And like, that's what they keep trying to push, but everybody knows it's just because of Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm. And to your question, Caleb, I think if it doesn't go through, I think you see Activision developers get piecemealed.
So they get sold off individually. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
and then they'll sell off if Activision truly wants to just wash itself. That's the case. I don't think it will. I think it makes too much money to just dissolve.
Yeah, I mean, I think. The scary thing is, and again, please, 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 keep your ignorant comments to yourself. I'm just speaking based on numbers here. So if you have a problem with it, DM me on Instagram, DM me on Twitter. We could talk like adults. I think the scary thing is if they get piecemealed, what's the name of that big Chinese company that buys up everything?
Tencent.
Yeah, if Tencent starts to get in there, now we're in trouble.
So it'll happen.
Because here's the thing: the U.S. government can't regulate Tencent. They're a foreign entity. They're a foreign entity in a country without monopoly rules. So Tencent decides to scoop up Activision. There's nothing the U.S. government can technically do to stop the sale acquisition of that.
Yeah, actually, that
to me where the potential problem comes in, and it's only a problem because if Tencent gets Activision, they control like 80% of the gaming landscape. It's nuts how much they control. If we're speaking specifically about the gaming landscape, they dominate on mobile. They dominate on other spaces. So if they were to get Activision, they would dominate on PC and console as well. I think like the only, I was reading something that was like, if Tencent gets bigger, the only real quote unquote rival to them would be like Valve. And that's because Valve is a marketplace.
It'd be huge.
They'd be insanely huge. Yeah. So not that it's a problem. It's just like concerning for like commoditization, creativity, liquidization, diversity. Like if Tencent owns
all the problems they currently have now, so they just be used to it.
Exactly. Like if Call of Duty just go back to being annualized, like I think it would just create more problems. So I do want to see a solution to this. Clearly, I don't think I don't think it's gonna happen the way Xbox thought it was. Because this deal was supposed to be done last year, right?
No, this year.
Well, the way it's going, it's currently not looking great. And if just based on a quick Google search, if you're looking at the charts, I'm looking at some charts at VGCcharts.com. According to this chart, not only has PlayStation been outpacing, they are outselling and outperforming Xbox, not only since release, but there is right now a widening gap of like 1.2 million in sales.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
1.2 million right now, but we just got to the point where we're going to start seeing them readily available, and it's about to just depend on how the old market works.
Yeah. So in the last month, Gap Charge in the latest month, Xbox was stale and stagnant of sales. That PS5 sold 66,028 more units last month alone. Gap change over the 12 months. The biggest gainer amongst the Xbox is the Xbox Series S. Not the Series X, the Series S. And that got the biggest jump in sales of 17,000 units. The lead currently, total lead, is 1,007,802 units. Total PlayStation sales, 10,324,530. Xbox, both Series X and S, that's kind of sad and kind of concerning, is 9,316,728. So, not looking great.
No. It's just going to get, once people realize there's no games on, it's going to get wider and wider.
No.
So, all right, guys. Well, we got another topic. We'll save that for next week. I'll educate myself some more. I'll get some information that I can procure and acquire. I'll have a great time.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Awesome. So real quick, before we do this, I'm, of all the dumpster fires, it's not a dumpster fire. I've just been personally inconvenienced by this whole thing, and that's an issue because I need this Tears of the Kingdom Collector's Edition. Sold out. 5 minutes. Online. Nowhere to be seen. And who knows if they're going to open up, like, magically find some more. They're going to create some more. I want one. I need it. But I have to resign myself to just getting the base copy, so.
I got one.
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. I can't stand to look at you. Caleb, did you get one? If you say you got one, so help me.
The salt.
We'll see, because, you know, they might cancel mine. They've been known to do it before.
No, I did not get one. I just wanted to add some sizzle.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to add some fake keys in there.
But I'll get a confirmation email.
I'm happy
for you. Caleb, Matt, and Ash, we love you guys. Have a great week. Thanks for listening. We'll catch y'all next time. Bye-bye now.